Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, says it has an active shooter at the facility. The Naval Air Station said it had secured both gates at the base. However, the sheriff of Escambia County, Florida, has released a statement. The statement says the suspected gunman in the incident at Pensacola Naval Air Station is dead. Pensacola is in the very western edge of the Florida Panhandle near Alabama. The U.S. economy gained 266,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%, the lowest level in 50 years. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that's the latest word just out this morning from the Labor Department.
The job gains were better than expected. Economists were predicting a gain of around 190,000 jobs, plus the prior 2 months were revised upwards to show an additional 41,000 jobs, so more than were previously reported. So all in all, this is a strong jobs report, which suggests the economy is pretty healthy and chugging along. The numbers were given a boost this month from GM workers returning to work. That added around 40,000 jobs. The manufacturing sector has been hurt by the ongoing trade war and has been facing big headwinds this year. As far as wage gains, average hourly earnings were up 3.1% from a year ago, which is a bit below the wage gains we've seen in recent months. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The White House has until close of business today to let the House Judiciary Committee know if President Trump will participate in the impeachment hearings. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
The White House has so far refused to participate in the hearings, arguing that the inquiry is being conducted unfairly. The House has announced it is proceeding with articles of impeachment against Trump. The House Judiciary Committee will hold a second public hearing on Monday, where lawyers for both parties will make formal presentations of evidence supporting their take on whether impeachment is warranted.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Officials in West Virginia have suspended several workers. This came after a photo surfaced of state corrections trainees with their arms outstretched in a Nazi salute. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Dave Mistich reports.
The photo shows 31 members of the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation Basic Training Class number 18. They're seated in rows, and nearly all of them appear to be giving the Nazi salute. According to a caption, the class was conducted October 21st through November 27th. The photo, which was circulated within the division, is also captioned "Hail Bird." Officials say it's a reference to an individual involved in the training program. In a statement, Governor Jim Justice says he condemns the photo. He also says he has directed state officials to investigate and fire all of those involved. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich.
Two robbery suspects, a kidnapped UPS driver and a passing motorist, have been killed in Florida. They died as the suspects traded gunfire with Florida police yesterday. You're listening to NPR. Kansas City, Missouri is poised to become the first major city to eliminate bus fares. Lisa Rodriguez of member station KCUR reports the city council has unanimously endorsed the idea.
Officials with the nonprofit Transit Authority, which serves the entire Kansas City area, have been quietly pushing the idea of zero-fare transit for the last year. They argue eliminating fares would increase ridership, make the system more efficient, and boost the economy. Kansas City Councilman Brandon Ellington says the change would most help low-income families who make up a significant portion of daily ridership.
We all come from different communities, have different beliefs on fiscal responsibility. When we talk about the price tag of being able to do free transit and improve the lives of citizens here, I think this is a necessity.
The city agreed to fund the initiative with $8 million from the city budget, which gets finalized in March. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Rodriguez in Kansas City, Missouri.
The United Auto Workers Executive Board has voted to make acting President Rory Gamble the union's new leader. He'll complete the end of the term of former President Gary Jones, which runs to mid-2022. Jones resigned last month after he was implicated in a corruption scandal. Film producer Harvey Weinstein is scheduled to return to court today in New York City. He'll be in a pre-trial hearing as part of the rape and sexual assault allegations against him. Weinstein has denied the charges. He'll be in court ahead of changes in New York State bail rules. This is unlikely to affect Weinstein, who remains free on $1 million bail. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.